What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Week one starter against the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cleveland Browns. So Joe is officially back as your starting quarterback. The last time he started a game, regular season? Well, not regular season, it was a playoff game. And unfortunately, that did not go in the right direction. But when he was here during the regular season, it was outstanding. And we're hoping for a little bit more of that. It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. The Browns said it today. Joe Flacco, week one starter. Are you excited? Did they make the right move? Are you disappointed? Do you think they made a bad move knowing they've got rookies on this team that they probably want to see what they're going to do? You could say that if the Browns are starting Joe Flacco, they wasted two draft picks this year. Is that the way you see it? I'm just curious. 216-474-0092. Jeff Phelps, we start with you.
Under the current situation, it would seem that starting Joe in week one is the right move. To me, overall, it's a colossal failure.
Yeah, even before it starts, it's a colossal failure?
You brought in four quarterbacks. The one who starts is the 40-year-old? One of the two rookies didn't look good enough to beat him out? The guy who might have has a pulled hamstring? You're starting a 40-year-old guy, not long-term. To me, it just screams you're going to be drafting a quarterback next year.
So you're saying that...
And that's nothing against Joe. He beat him out, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
But he didn't need to beat out Pickett. The hamstring beat him out.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's just like, oh, man. Because I'm hoping that they can find somebody who they really like at quarterback long-term. And they still might. You know, there's no guarantee Joe keeps this job for a long time. And you wouldn't want to throw Gabriel or Sanders out there right away anyway. But to me, it's just, oh, man. It was the most disappointing result that I could have. And I said that weeks ago. If Joe's the starter, it's like, oh, geez.
Epic failure, I feel right? That way. Your two words were epic failure.
It was colossal.
Colossal, sorry. Yeah. Epic is. Yeah. Colossal failure.
It doesn't have to stay that way.
Okay, but if you knew, let's just say Shedeur Sanders is the future, okay? And we all knew, if the team came out and said, you know what? We believe it. And I'm just saying, Shedeur. This has nothing to do with Gabriel. It's just I'm picking one of them. I just picked a name. Sanders is the future. We feel confident in him, and he will be our starter of the future.
No, you can't say that either.
Well, why not? Well, we were really impressed with what we saw. We don't think he's there yet to make him the starter week one, but we do think that he will be somewhere down the road. We're going to let Joe start this thing, and we'll see where it goes.
Because at the very least,
kind of what happened with Joe last year in Indianapolis? With
not
Richardson?
Really.
No.
Richardson was terrible. They put Joe in, and then Joe wasn't what they wanted, and they brought Richardson back. And we're so impressed with Anthony Richardson that Daniel Jones is probably going to be the starter in Indy.
They're supposed to announce that today. I just saw
Daniel Jones.
So... is there any scenario where Flacco was the starter that you were not going to be disappointed?
If
Pickett.
If so, it's the one that we have right now because Pickett was injured and not able to compete. I heard Kevin Stefanski say, you know, we've been looking at these guys since April. And I thought, well, does that mean that, you know, Pickett's not going to be just judged on what he's not been able to do because of the hamstring? Did they see enough before that they thought he was the guy? I would like to sort through the other three guys. I want to see if by chance you have a quarterback of the future.
Siciliano read the new twist on the injury. Just this year is the first year it's in, where you can take two guys and just they go instantly to the injured reserve, and they don't have to clear waivers.
Two. And that might be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be.
Might be.
Or they trade him. Or it's going to be one of the rookies.
But see,
Sanders is still dealing with issues, it could be him. Wouldn't it be easier to make it him?
Could be.
I think it'd be easier. And then that way, if you got into the season, again, you're still giving Sanders a longer run that maybe you use him in the middle of the season. And then watch, he'll come in and have success. People are like, oh, I don't understand why he didn't play. What? But
well, it's disappointing that Pickett couldn't do it because you might have moved on from either Flacco or Pickett. You know?
Colossal failure, my partner over here says. Dan?
I don't look at it that way because I'm playing the two-year game on this. I mean, I'm going to stand here and say it. The goal of this season is to figure out if the starting quarterback of the future is on this roster or if it's in the 2026 draft. If you want to roll Joe Flacco out there for the first nine games, because you want to give these rookies a chance to learn and see how fast the NFL game moves and how fast the first team is, sure, fine, sounds great. If you thought Kenny Pickett was a better answer, okay, fine, do that instead. I'm good with Flacco as week one starter. Fine. My starter's in the 2026 draft.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, sure, however you want to go about this,
So let me ask you this. If I said to you, if your starter's in the 2026 draft, you think they wasted two picks this year?
No, I don't think it's... I don't think A equals B, mostly due to the fact that you can...
They probably wasted one pick, though.
No, I don't think that's the case either.
Unless you're trying to tell me that the quarterback they bring in next year...
and fifth round picks. It was very unlikely that they were going to be the starter for game one.
Ron Wolf, what happens when you draft a quarterback? You either get a starter, you get a backup, you get a trade chip, or you get a bust, right? That's how you got to look at this.
And there's still plenty of time for those guys.
Exactly. There's a ton of time. They're cheap on top of that. You need cheap if you're going to have to pony up to pay your other starting quarterback to not play next year for you. You're going to need money. So you want cheapness in there. And you're going to have two guys who are going to be a year into the system anyway.
It just seems to me that with Flacco starting, and I understand it, I would start him over Gabriel and Sanders. I was hoping one of them might show something and you decided he was the guy. With Flacco starting, I don't think Dan's scenario where after 7, 8, 9 games you pull Joe and you start a rookie, I don't think that you could base your quarterback of the future on having 7, 8, or 9 games of a look. So that to me, this screams to me completely what Dan said. You're going to draft a quarterback in 2026. That's what this screams. And my thought was Kenny Pickett might keep you from doing that, maybe, but it seemed likely all along you're going to draft a quarterback in 2026. To me, this just hammers that home.
Andy, I've always wanted to do this. You ready?
Yeah.
Except, Jeff, there's just one thing.
Oh, Jeff, there's one thing.
There's just one thing.
What's the one thing?
What if Joe Flacco goes out and goes like 6-3?
He continues to play.
Well, then he continues to play, and you draft a quarterback in 2026.
You're still taking a QB in 26? Okay.
He's 40.
Agree.
He's 40. You're drafting.
I don't know that I am.
You're drafting you with the birth certificate.
You are drafting a quarterback in 2026.
If they're six and three, make it to the playoffs and win a game, he's going to be 41 as a starting quarterback.
But you're still drafting a quarterback in 2026.
I don't necessarily know because if I still like Gabriel or Sanders, if I like both of them, why would I draft another quarterback?
You guys are assuming that Joe's going to go out and win games. I don't think that's going to be the case.
I'm going to give you another theory here.
Jeff, I think this is going to go as messy as you do. I think I have a feeling they win. Joe Flacco in the beginning of the season gives the perception that they want to win games. Can we agree with that?
I'm going to give you another way to look at this. Ready?
But reality, I think, will tell a different story than perception. I think reality will have them as a 2-6 or 2-7 by the time we get through with that.
Also, ask yourself this. If you want your starting quarterback, who is either a third or a fifth round pick, to have success, are you setting them up for success by letting them start against Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh? Is that success? Or could you let your young quarterback have a little while to continue to get used to what's going on in the NFL, to understand the playbook a little bit more, and to not throw him to the wolves early on in the season? That's another way to look at it. hey, you know, one of these two guys, maybe Sanders is the guy. Maybe he is. But we don't want to throw him to the wolves in the first couple weeks of the season. We're not ready. We're actually going to let a quarterback, a young quarterback, get comfortable before we throw him to the wolves like we did with DTR. And again, I'm just that's what they did to DTR. I don't want to see them do that again. I think it's just another way to look at it, where it's not a colossal failure. They are trying to ease a guy into the job. It's to me, that just is kind of the way it is.
If you're a 4-win ball club and Joe Flacco is starting games in week 12, we have a different conversation. Yeah,
I agree with you on that. I'm with that. I'm totally with you.
That'll make
you
wonder what's going on, huh?
Yeah, well, that would be the, okay, what in God's grace? Do you have no confidence? Are these guys like a total mess? What the hell's happening?
Then you would say you wasted two draft choices.
Well, say you give him the first four games and you put Pickett on the IR, and now all of a sudden you're 4 weeks in and you want Pickett to start, and it's Minnesota, and maybe this is the last thing I want. But then you're waving Flacco, you're making Pickett your starting quarterback against Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Miami, New England, maybe, and you get the bye week, and then you readjust.
I know Joe did a nice job when he was here. 9-19, his team's record when he starts since leaving Baltimore. 9-19.
I know what he did while he was here, and I'm not looking at the 9-19. I'm gonna look at what he did while he was here and the cohesion that he had with Kevin Stefanski, the way things looked with the offense, and the understanding of what he did while he was here is worth another look. That other look should have been last year, but it wasn't. So this is where we're at right now, and Flacco has the ball week one at 1 o'clock at home. Against Cincinnati. He is your starter. More of your reaction coming up in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.